What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. I hope everyone is having a great start to their week, and your week becomes even better than the first day of the week. I apologize. I know I'm a little bit late on putting out an episode. I've just been very busy, but I definitely wanted to come back in full effect and give you a great episode. So this episode, I want to talk about basically complaining and misery is not my company. You know how they say misery loves company? I would like that to not be my company. So yesterday I was talking to a homegirl. I had a great conversation with her. And we were just talking about the effects of people's energy towards us and how there are people who stay in a victim mindset or stay in misery or stay in complaining, and they want to pull other people into that, you know, into that energy or into that aura. And it could be a lot sometimes. It could be a lot because, you know what, there's people who don't want to be in the complaining club, who don't want to go to the misery club, you know? They want to be outside that club doing what they need to do to make themselves better and happier. And it's hard dealing with people like that, especially when it comes to family and friends who are just addicted to, you know, drama or misery or complaining that they don't even realize, like, yo, that shit is fucking negative. It's, you know, like, you gotta, what are we doing here? So, with that being said, I was talking to my homegirl about that. We were just talking like, yo, we don't want to, you know, deal with things like that or deal with people like that or go through life like that, because that's not what life is. I don't consider life complaining, being a robot, being miserable, sad, upset. You know, I don't consider life that way on a daily basis. Like, shit gotta change, you know, because when you decide to be in that position in life, you end up affecting your insides, which could cause diseases. And that's not fun. That's not fun. I'm actually reading a book. I believe the book is called Saying No to Stress. And it talks about how people's stress causes, you know, dysfunction in their inside of their body. It causes immune diseases. That affect the immune system, sorry. So it causes diseases that affect the immune system because they had so much stress that they held in. And one of them was basically people not able to say no. They're always saying yes to everything. So with that being said, them not saying no all the time, you have pent up frustration. And the reason why I know that, because I was like that. I'm not saying no. I'm open to everybody coming to me. And I had that pent up frustration. I still feel it sometimes. You know, I still feel it now where I have a lot of anger and frustration because of how I was treated and what I allowed. But it's a sense of, am I going to stay in that anger? Am I going to stay in that misery? Am I going to keep talking about it? Am I going to keep complaining about it? Or am I going to do something about it? I got to find ways to take out that anger because that's not healthy for my system. That's not healthy for me to carry. And it's not worth it. At the end of the day, it's not worth it. And talking to my friend yesterday, I also said this in the last episode that, like, what's the point of complaining about something or talking about something regularly if there's no solution? You're on the phone with somebody, with a friend, you know, a homegirl, homeboy, or a family member. You complain about something. You aggravated. You upset. You sad. But at the end of the conversation, nothing happens. Okay, so we could say that's a venting period. So you decide to vent. Okay, you call. You talk to your friend again. You're complaining. You're upset. You're sad about the same situation. All right, you need to let that go. You needed to, you know, it's kind of like, how can I say it? It's kind of lingering. again, you call them a couple of times more to talk about the same thing. Okay, now what we doing here, huh? What we doing here? Like, you just gonna keep talking about the same situation? You're going in a loop. You're in a loop. And you don't even know it. You don't even know it. You know what I mean? What's his name? Future voice. You don't even know it. Future voice. You're going in a loop and you're staying in that loop. And that's not good. That's not healthy. It's good to talk about it. But now, you know, you got to look at it as a map. Okay, this situation happened. Now the arrow is going down to the next step. I'm going to talk about it, right? The arrow's going to the next step. I'm going to understand my emotions and feelings, right? The arrow's going to the next step. Coping with what I went through. The arrow's going to the next step. What are you going to do? Are you going to point the arrow back? Coping to what I went through. Focusing on my feelings. Talking about it. Or you want the arrow to go down, where you will find a solution for your problems or issues. I feel like, because I do it too sometimes. I do it too, where I see myself talking about situations that happened to me that were vile towards me or traumatized me. So I talk about them or I bring things up, but at the end of the day, what is my solution after I bring this shit up? Am I just, you know, talking to talk, complaining to complain, recreating the trauma? Because I realized some of the things that I went through, I feel the anger in me. I feel the sadness in me. I feel the hurt in me. Like, it just happened yesterday. And how is that healthy if you don't have a solution? Or how is that healthy if you talk about it on a, you know, repeated basis? You gotta, like, really take, you really gotta pay attention to how you feel when you talk about things, or even when people talk to you about things, because, you know, you have triggers as well. And see if that's healthy conversation for you. You know, I realized I did talk about my traumas a lot to people, and not saying that's not good, because sometimes for me, like, you could bond with people, but just be careful that you're not only bonding with people because of traumas, because that could backfire in the sense that y'all both could just keep talking about it, and that's all y'all talk about. There's nothing else to your relationship with this person but trauma. So you're trauma bonding, you feeling all these emotions. Even when you get off the phone, you're upset, you're mad. The fuck is you on the phone for? You gonna get off upset and mad? What, you know, like, does that make any sense? Let's put on our thinking cap. Get your thinking cap. Where you have it at? You have it at your bed? Do you have it in the living room? Do you have it in the kitchen? I don't think you want it in the kitchen. But anyway, do you have it in the closet? Get your fucking thinking cap on and say, what is the point of this? What is the point? I'm not saying every conversation you have should, you know, have a high intellectual, it should be a high intellectual conversation. But at the end of the day, if you're discussing things that happened to you or things that make you upset or sad, make sure that it doesn't affect you in a way where you're feeling those emotions. You're recycling your emotions. And that's not, and if you're not getting solutions at the end of the day, what's the point? And I'm not saying that you shouldn't talk about it, because you should, but if it's something that's just lingering for so long and you stuck in this emotion, what is the solution you're getting out of that? We got to be mindful on how we, on the conversations that we talk about and what we speak about and what we bring up. once you are mindful, you could change how you are. You could change the conversations. You could change the things that you talk about and what people talk to you about. You can even change the people. You feel someone is just stuck in this world where the only thing they are thinking of is more of a pessimistic type of life, or they're thinking of things that happen to them 24/7. Maybe that's someone you may not need to be around all the time. You could be there, here and there for them, give them a therapist number real quick or things that could help them, but back away, because at the end of the day, you need your peace of mind, right? You need your healing. You need your time to think about what you're going through. And it just comes down to that. Like, you can't stay your ass in a loop. Don't stay. And I know I keep bringing the loop up because you have to visualize that. Put your trauma on top of that loop and see yourself just going through it. You're going through that loop consistently. Consistently. Do you want that for yourself, or do you want to get out and make something happen after that? Like, I went through that, but I'm not a victim. I'm a conqueror, right? We're conquerors. So this is what I'm going to do and keep moving. I guess I could give an example. Let's see. Be a let go from a job, right? So you let go of a job. You like, fuck all them bitches that work there. Fuck their lives. I hope they fall on their ass every day they try to go back to work, you know? All right. You got to let go for the job. So it's like, fuck everybody, their mama, their sister, their children, their pets, everybody, right? Okay, in the beginning, you mad. Now you sad. You upset. Oh, man, I got to let go of my job. It was my fault. Oh, man, it's unfortunate. Will I get a better job? Like, what's going on? Like, man, you feeling sad about it. Okay, cool. You talk to a couple of people. You even try to see if you could reach out to people who understand. Now y'all both saying, yeah, fuck those jobs we had. They don't know what they missed out on. It's their fault, not ours. Okay, cool. You're connecting with somebody. Cool. Now, you go back to anger. Man, fuck that job. It's been like 2-3 months now. You're still angry about that job. But what solutions have you made? Okay, you holding anger. You're holding anger in you. I don't know if you think that's healthy or not, but I want to tell you a little secret. That's not healthy. So you're holding that anger, you're holding the hurt, and you're still saying F that job. Months later, you're still talking about the same thing. You're putting your ass in that damn loop. You're not getting out of it. You're not getting out of it. You're staying there. And that's not cool. You got to get out the loop. You got to say, okay, you feel your anger. You feel your hurt. You feel your pain, which is totally understandable. However, now you got to think, okay, I don't want that to happen to me again. So I'm going to get an opportunity where I could trust the people that I work for and I could do what I need to do, or I'm going to make my own business. I'm going to get things done. Also, I'm going to heal from what I went through regarding being let go from my work, because I know that could traumatize me. I need to grieve. So I grieve, but I keep going. I keep going. I do what I need to do, and I'll get another opportunity. And guess what? It's going to be better people and more money. And if I go there and it seems like it's the last job that let me go, guess what? A motherfucker going to leave, because a motherfucker ain't going to go through that shit again. And I'm going to do what I need to do to get mine. But I'm going to leave that behind me because there's so much in front of me. Boom. You out. Congratulations. You out the loop. You had an issue. You had an idea how to solve it. You healed. You expressed your emotions. You worked with your emotions. You understood your emotions. And you move on. It's easier said than done in some situations. But I feel with life, you will go through things. You will go through shit. But it doesn't mean that the shit always has to follow you. You know shit stinks. You just want shit to be following you so you smell that bad, that repugnant smell? No. Mm-mm. Drop that shit off. Drop it off. So you could smell flowers, so you could smell roses, so you could smell fresh, clean air. It's no point. It's no point. Even when it comes to complaining, okay, it feels good. It sounds good, like gossip. It feels good to talk about. You learn crazy shit about people. Oh, shit, really? Oh, say word. Say word. She did that. He did. It sounds good, right? But does it make it good? Does it make it good? No, it doesn't. It's toxic. Complaining is toxic. I remember I worked at this bank and there was this older lady that worked there. She worked there for eon years. And she actually lived across the street. So she had it good. She lived in her nice building in the city, in the village, actually. She lived in a nice building in the village and she would come across the street to the bank. Every day she would complain. Every day. There wasn't a day she wasn't complaining. Oh, I'm hurt. Oh my God. This job. Oh my goodness. Oh, I feel funny. I feel every day. I used to want to scream. When I say I wanted to scream, I wanted to scream. A couple of years later, I passed by the bank. The bank is no longer there. Ain't that some shit? I wonder where she's at now. I wonder. And it's just crazy because people complain about a situation they're in, not knowing they may be able to take themselves out. But they're so comfortable in complaining and being a victim that they don't see the impact that it causes, not only on their surroundings, but themselves and their well-being. Life is not about that. I realize that. Life is about experiences. There's so many things that you could do in life to create experiences. And it doesn't have to be extravagant. It doesn't. It could be very minor. It could be you taking a train somewhere that you never been to. It could be something that you never done before. It could be you going to a market. You could go to a festival that's going on the weekends or summer, springtime. Something new. Some shit you never did before. Jump out a motherfucking airplane. Okay? Go swim with some fucking sharks. You know? Like, go take a little tour. Go on a tour bus and act like a tourist for a day. Do something that you don't, that you would never do. Because that doesn't only give you, you know, a happy feeling, but it's providing you an openness to be your, to do things. You know, it's providing you something where it's out the normal for you. Which could give you a sense of, I'm being adventurous, or I'm trying my best to live my life instead of complaining about my life. I could change the trajectory of my life. I don't have to complain. I could come to terms with what's going on with me, and do what I need to do, and keep it moving. I don't think a lot of people come to terms with their life, even if it's good or bad. I don't think a lot of people come to terms with it, so the best thing to do is complain and be negative, or even be negative towards others. And why would you want to live like that? Only they know. You know? I used to be like that too. I would complain, or if things is not going right in my life, I would be nasty towards people, and it's just like, why are you doing that? Fix yourself. Nobody did anything to you. You could change your life. Even if you think you can, believe me, you could change that shit to the way that you want to do it. But you got to open your mind. That's why I say do things that are different. Because when you do things that are different, you can open your mind to other different thought processes in your head that can make you even do other things. And you could be like, oh, well, I did this. Well, you know what? I could do this. I could do that, which could brighten yourself up. A lot of people don't want to be open. They want to be closed in and comfortability, or they want to do shit that's half-assed instead of going full throttle. Oh, I don't have the time. Oh, I'm not smart enough. I don't got the money. All these excuses for what? Give yourself more credit than you allow. So you're able to do things. So you're able to change your life. But it's up to you if you want to do that. I say this because I'm speaking of experience. A couple of years ago, I wouldn't have imagined a lot of stuff that I did now. But I did it. I was able to travel to 7 countries by myself. I was able to have a self-published book. You know? I was able to work on being one with myself, being more spiritual. I was able to speak up. I was able to create boundaries, something I would have never imagined I did. But what if I didn't do that? I would have been in that loop, complaining, living in misery, being negative towards other people because I don't like my life. Because I really feel a lot of people who are negative towards each other, negative towards people, are fucking nasty because they don't like their life. They're not living the life they want to live. It doesn't matter if they make a 6 figures, they got a nice house or a car. That shit don't fucking matter. If you don't love you and you don't love the position you in and you're not happy with the place you work, you're not having your marriage, you're not having your family, you're not having your home, that's what matters. That's what matters, because you could have the money, you could have the car, you could have the house, you could have all that. You still not happy? And people don't realize that, oh, I want to be like this celebrity, that social influencer. Not knowing they probably be going through battles you wouldn't even think of. Happiness comes more than materialistic shit. You got to create your own happiness. You got to do your own healing. You got to make sure you're good. Don't live your life in misery and negativity and pessimistic. Do you deserve that? You got to ask yourself, do I deserve to complain all the time? Do I deserve to be miserable all the time? Do I deserve to be pessimistic? Talk to yourself and really choose the life that you want to live. I know for me, misery and complaining is not my company. I'm still working on that. Like I always say, I talk to me. I'm still working on that, but I am going to live a life where complaining is going to be obsolete. Misery will never touch me, and I don't want nobody around me like that. Nami. So hopefully this reached somebody and y'all could definitely relate. And yeah, nothing but peace and blessings.